Facebook is simplifying its privacy settings. In a blog post today, the company said its privacy tools will be on one single page instead of 20. But calls to quit Facebook continue after those revelations that data from 50 million users got into the hands of the Steve Bannon-founded firm Cambridge Analytica, which worked for the Trump campaign to make targeted ads before the 2016 election. Actor Will Ferrell and Playboy magazine are the latest to announce they're leaving Facebook. Safe to say both will be missed by friends. But Ezinne Ukoha felt she really wasn't, and that told her a lot. She stopped using Facebook in 2016. She wrote about it on the publishing platform Medium. The title of her piece is, "It's been over a month since I left Facebook and nobody misses me." Ezinne, hi.
Hi, how are you?
That's such a sad title right there.
I know. Well, I don't mince words, so.
Yeah, I guess not. Well, for start at the beginning, you joined in 2009. With what expectation?
Well, I was really excited because I am, you know, I'm from Nigeria. Mm-hmm. I'm American-born Nigerian, mm-hmm. So I'm Nigerian-American. And most of my relatives are still in Nigeria. A lot of I went to boarding school in Nigeria. And after we graduated, we all just kind of went our separate ways. And we're basically all over the place. Like they say, Nigerians, you can find us anywhere. And so when I found out that there was a platform where you can literally reconnect with people from your past, I obviously had to check it out. And I was excited about those connections that I was able to sort of revive over
sure.
time.
Be in touch. I mean, not everyone has a radio program, which is how I do it. I mean, I have to admit, I'm not on Facebook. You know, one of the reasons I'm just overwhelmed by some other social media, Twitter, et cetera, and people who need to reach me know where I am. But so for you,
right. Yeah,
it was this great way to reach people. So
yes. What
happened? Why'd you stop?
Well, I had a great handle on it in the beginning. It was more simplified, obviously, you know, especially being Nigerian. Nigeria, there's always, you know, not always good things happening. Mm. So you can always like connect with your loved ones and find out instantly how they're doing and weathering, you know, the latest upheavals. But then as it started to expand and grow, at first it was exciting and then it became actually kind of cold-hearted. You know, I felt even more disconnected.
And we've heard about this, that there's almost a competitiveness to it.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, when you're on the phone with someone, you aren't also looking at the pictures of their latest vacation in Morocco.
Oh, my God, yes.
I mean, you talked about how initially you could share with friends things you were weathering. And then you write, the images of other people's lives steadily started to reassure that life hadn't let them down nearly as much as you. I mean, there's this trying to match your own life against somebody else's.
Well, that's because I was going through some hard times professionally, and it just seemed as if you connect with these people and they're technically your friends, but it just didn't seem as if those connections were authentic. And, you know, they were only talking about what was happening to them, you know, the good things. And then I was sort of like on the outside trying to figure out how to, I guess, navigate that and still keep my sanity.
Right.
And so that was the problem. It just became more than what I'd signed up for. You know, I used to actually dread opening up my page because I had over 100 friend requests. And then when you think you've taken care of one issue, when you go to your settings tab, another issue pops up. It just seemed like I was losing control over a space that was supposedly mine. Mm-hmm. It wasn't my space anymore. It really belonged to Facebook.
And you ended up deactivating your account. Mm-hmm. So how does that feel?
Oh, I felt so much better. Instantly, I felt better. For one thing, I felt like I found myself again. And I didn't feel the pressure of having to be one person when I'm there and another person when I'm not there, meaning Facebook. Mm. And also it forced me to, you know, reach out to the people that really mean something to me, you know, by calling them up. Mm. So it was just great to kind of start afresh.
Well, it also sounds like it's kind of bittersweet because in the beginning you had been suspecting some of these relationships that they weren't solid.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you came off, I mean, this goes back to your title, you felt like, whoa, out of sight, out of mind?
Yeah. I mean, for me, you realize that you're not in the thick of it anymore. And some of my classmates from boarding school passed away. Well, not some, a couple passed away. And I didn't know until I found out, because maybe like three or four friends are on Instagram. and they had mentioned it, and that's how I found out. So yeah, it really did drive a deeper wedge between me and the people that I had reconnected with.
Because so far, not many of them have contacted you or bothered to contact you. But you...
No, only a couple of them did. Yeah. Only a couple of them did. And they were like, hey, Ezine, we haven't heard from you in a while. And I'm like, well, thank you for asking. And this is why. So, yeah.
Well, and as you watch, I mean, those are all issues of, you know, emotional... Uh-huh. You know, cultural
preferences.
But, but what about the latest story about privacy? I mean, how has that hit you?
Well, for one thing, I'm not surprised because I was always very, I was always kind of paranoid, you know, because I'm naturally a private person. But when I first started on Facebook, I did get overly excited, and the headiness of it forced me to post a lot of my personal pictures. And so I think that is what Facebook, you know, the people behind Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, that's what they wanted. They wanted people to just let their guard down and get really sucked into this thing. Mm-hmm. And of course they're going to use it. They're going to use it to figure out our behavioral patterns and to give us notices about friendship days. And, oh, it's been 2 years since you've been friends with this person. To make you feel like, you know, this is being done for your benefit when it's really being done to drive us crazy and to make us less human, I think. I think a lot of us are more bot-like now than human, to be honest. We're bots.
Ezine Ukoha, a writer who stopped using Facebook in 2016 because she'd become a bot, she says. Ezine, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.